Are you still there, Daniel? Hello?
Hello, Robert.
Hi, Daniel.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Do I know you?
No. I just read your books.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's funny because I got an email from a person today of the same birthday as you.
Wow.
And I have a sister who's the same birthday as you.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I know a little bit about your card.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I understand I'm in a pre-birth.
Yes, you are.
And it's exciting, and I understand there's a lot of fate, but I would love your insight into the subtleties of what kind of fate challenges I'm really up against here.
Well, you know, you can just read the cards as if it was a regular yearly spread. Like, forget that it's a pre-birth year for a minute, you know? And just look at the cards that are there. And then look at what's going on in your life, and they'll make sense. I mean, there is this background of it being a pre-birth year that comes into play also. You're basically experiencing some of your past life karma this year, playing out. So what's really important is like, well, what's going on in your life this year? What are you doing?
Well, I am, I think, trying to decide about whether I'm going to meet a very significant challenge by, I guess, implementing something I've been working on and thinking about for years.
Okay, so you're talking about taking a risk on a business of some sort.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's actually highly recommended for you this year. It's almost like you have to do it.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, this is the year for you to take the risk and do what it is you really, really want to do. That's what's indicated by the Six of Spades Pluto, the Six of Spades Long Range, and the Seven of Spades Result.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. You know, in this sense, what I've been contemplating doing, I wasn't, it's not that I necessarily wanted to do it, I feel in a sense I have a responsibility to do it.
Well, you know, maybe, however you want to look at that, like whether you want to do it or whether it's a responsibility, it's showing up to me like this is something that you really need to do for yourself, and it's the real thing. It's what you've really been looking for. I don't think you understand the gravity of it yet.
Well, I understand it's very heavy.
Yeah, I mean, but for you personally, I don't know if you really grok the significance of this situation that you're in. I don't even need to know the details. I can just see what I can see here, and I can say it's very significant. Okay? See, the Six of Spades is about finding your life's purpose. It's about living your real purpose. Do you understand?
Yes.
And you have that card twice. Two out of your 5-year-long cards are the Six of Spades. That's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then your Seven of Spades result is about following your dream and taking a risk on doing something that you really are meant to do, but you said you have no evidence it'll be successful. Does that help?
Well, you know, the only thing is the Jack of Diamonds, as you know, is with so many possibilities, and I'm not clear on which one of these amazing things that I could do, I should be doing, or it's that kind of thing. And I didn't know if there was some indication in the cards.
Well, you know, the Jack of Diamonds, you might need some objective help with that, you know what I mean? But I don't have time to go through it because I think you need to talk to somebody about it and have time to kind of get into who you are and what's real for you. Do you understand? And what's not.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, like, sort out the real from the unreal because Jacks can make up a lot of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're so resourceful that you can make up so much stuff that you don't really know after a while what's really significant.
Mm-hmm.
Jacks kind of live in a world where nothing is very, very significant. Not always, but, you know, everything is just a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Or everything is just a concept. You see? But, you know, they say that, like one of the older books on the cards, in her book she says, Jack of Diamonds often will miss their true calling in life. You know? And they have this gift, you know, but they'll miss it because they're playing around too much.
Or taking on too much responsibility?
No, it's not usually taking on too much responsibility. It's usually the opposite. Usually avoiding.
But maybe the Queen of Hearts is the responsibility part.
Yeah, the Queen of Hearts definitely wants to take care of people. Or, you know, it's a nurturing kind of card, and they can take responsibility.
I feel like I'm that type that is taking on enormous amounts of responsibility because it's the right thing to do.
Well, you know, you need to find out what you really love and what really is your sole purpose. Don't you want to know that? That should be your goal this year. Like, what is it that you really are supposed to be doing with your life? Do you understand?
Yeah. Can I gain any further insight into that by looking at the spread for the Queen of Hearts?
Well, I don't think so, because that question is more of something that you could get out perhaps like a astrology reading or something more in depth. The cards don't give you the depth of, usually, it's not enough to get to the depth of this kind of a question. Because it's really about you and your what's really going on inside of you. Now, with astrology, I can do more like that, but that requires more time and study.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might consider that. Like, if I were in your position, I would be focusing all of my energy on asking myself the question, what is it that I really should be doing with my life? And I would be asking God. And this is what I did, actually, before I started my work with the cards, before I discovered, you know, the cards and realized that this was my life's work. I was telling God, I was saying, listen, God, I'm ready to do something. You tell me what to do, and I'll do it. And let me know, because I'm ready to go. I'm here. I'm ready to do it, whatever it is. And when I got to that place, when I was willing to do anything, that's when my perfect career showed up.
Mm.
See? So are you ready? Is that what you want or not?
Oh, absolutely. That's
okay.
I mean, I'm inspired by what you said in terms of your own life. And but... of course, I'll take to heart with regard to astrology, giving more insight. Do you see at all, Robert, a move to another continent this year? Because that's part of what I'm considering here.
There are some very strong indicators of a travel or a move, but not until the end of this year or early next year. So, if that helps you at all. Like either either in December or January or even as late as February.
I thought that the stabilizing influence of the 6 and then there was the move influence of the 5, that they were sort of contradicting each other.
Well, they could in some cases, but see, talking to you, I know that the 6s are not about not moving. It's about you finding your purpose.
Oh, yeah.
See, when you think about it for a minute, Daniel, you can't really do anything and be really, really wholehearted in it unless it's really the right thing for you. You understand?
Yeah.
Like I know that you're a person that could actually do a lot of things. You know what I mean? You could probably be successful in a lot of different fields.
Mm-hmm.
You're resourceful. You're intelligent. You know business inside and out. You understand? You have a lot. You have a lot of good qualities that make it easy for you to be successful in a lot of different areas. But you want the one area that really is your calling.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want this like just, you know, doing one little business thing after another, or one little, you know, plan or scheme. You want the real thing, and you got the cards all set up for it. Like, okay, this is it. It's this year.
Well, I have to say, Robert, that it's been very difficult to not be married, for instance, and I've been looking for how this fits into eventually getting married, and I just can't seem to ferret that out of it.
You know, I don't really know. I don't know. Jack of Diamonds is not one of those cards that's very marriageable, as you know, right?
Right.
So until you... Marriage is something that, like, you have... It's like everything else in life. Like, it's only the things that we really want in life that we have. I mean, you know, we can say, oh, I think I want to get married, but if you really don't want to get married, you're not going to get married. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you really want to get married. I don't know you that well. If I saw your chart, I would know. I would say, I might look at your chart and say, Daniel, you're full of shit. You don't want to get married at all. Stop blowing smoke up. Or I might say, hey, Daniel, you should really be married. You know what I mean? I don't know. I can't tell from your birth card because it can go different ways, you see. But I know that you have a freedom thing. I know you have to look at that because you're a Jack of Diamonds. All Jack of Diamonds have a freedom thing.
But you don't think that that's counterbalanced strongly enough by the Queen of Hearts being so motherly?
It might, but it's see, Queen of Hearts is also just a sex card.
Okay.
I want to be free so I can have lots of sex. That would fit. Okay?
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily mean marriage. It does help a little bit. It is a more marriageable card, of course, in the Jack of Diamonds, so it gives you more potential. But it really depends on you, what your karmic package is. Because you could be a handful, I don't know. Again, you might want to schedule a reading with me. I could get into this with you and take it apart. I could tell you everything. But I can't tell you enough because the cards just give a pattern, but not all the details, see?
Yeah. No, that's good advice. I will schedule it with you.
Sure. Just go to my website, and you can order one there or call me sometime tomorrow or something.
Okay, great.
Well, Daniel, it's great talking to you. I'm glad you called. It was nice to get all these calls from San Francisco. Did you hear about my advanced class on August 18th and 19th?
I saw it on your website.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure you heard about it.
Well, thank you so much, Robert.
Yeah, great talking to you. Hopefully I'll meet you sometime.
All right, take care. All the best.
Okay, thank you, Daniel. Bye-bye. Okay, we have a lady named Susan, also from California, been waiting patiently on line 4. And now we have a couple lines open, folks, so now's the time to call. So do we have Susan on line 4? Still waiting?
Hello?
Hello, Susan?
Yes.
Can you speak up or turn your phone up a little bit?
Yeah, hang on just a minute. Donna?
Okay.
There's something to the phone that you can't hear. Hello? Can you hear?
I can hear you better, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
So, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Good. Do I know you?
Hello? Now I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Yes.
You can or cannot?
I can.
Do I know you?
You know me?
Do I?
You met me once.
Okay, are you...
I'm John Tuss's wife.
That's what I thought so. How's it going, Susan?
Good.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, my birthday, I'm born August 1st.
I have your birthday right in front of me. August 1st, 1950, right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. And what would you like to know?
Well, I'm just looking at... what the new year brings for me, I kind of got a little off guard, so I didn't really prepare like a whole list of questions, but I'm thinking in the sense of, well, what it means for just my work and my, you know, my mission in this lifetime, what I'm supposed to accomplish, and just kind of what it means for, you know, the creative things that I'd like to be more involved in that I'm not because the sheer challenge of the economy of life is kind of taking over that.
Okay, so.
So
you're basically working to kind of just keep the money coming in.
Right, I'm working. I'm one of these. Let's put it this way. I kind of grew up in a spiritual community, so to speak, in the sense that I joined a spiritual community in my early 20s.
Okay.
So I, you know, have a real sense of Dharma and...
Who was your teacher?
Elizabeth Clare Prophet.
I'm sorry? That's right. Okay. Elizabeth Clare Prophet?
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
So, you know, we had a quite a dynamic community for many years, and that kind of fell apart as we all started to age and realized, what are we still doing in this? We kind of all kind of, and then, you know, many things happened. So now we're not doing that, but I still have a real grounding in that sense of everything being a part of, you know, balancing karma and fulfilling your mission and, you know, your vision, your purpose. But now I'm kind of like just doing, you know, state jobs, blah blah blah. You know, and I do kind of have that old philosophy, love the one you're with, so to speak. And I do serve in my capacity wherever I show up. I'm gonna be, you know, who I think I am. But
okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how I can incorporate more of the creative part of myself, which I had to put aside a lot. You know, when you're in a spiritual community, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of drama. And you get into that mode of never planning, always living in the moment, and always living in kind of crisis management. So I have kind of programmed myself in that way, and I don't really hold long-term goals or visions for myself because I never developed that as a muscle. It's just not very strong in me. Just because it was always crisis management. You know, one crisis, you're just living in the moment. So,
well, you know, life can be a series of crises.
Yes, and when you're in a large community, it's like that a lot.
Well, but, you know, you made some kind of a choice to kind of be part of this community.
Exactly, yes,
you know?
I did.
And I've been in a community, as you were aware, and in a community situation, you basically surrender to the teacher.
Yes, and sometimes even the teacher is even the greater whatever.
Well, you know,
the greater story.
But my point about it is that, you know, in that process of surrendering to the teacher, we basically don't even make decisions for ourselves anymore. You know, we just let them make our choices for us, and we trust that their choices are going to make us, are going to help us in some way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
But then you come out of the community, and now you're in a world where you got to make some choices.
Exactly. Yes.
And you got to redefine yourself based on whatever you want to redefine yourself based on.
Very true. That's true.
It sounds like you never really quite redefined yourself.
Well, exactly, because I think, yes, I didn't, yes, I have not. There's still some missing elements of, you know, soul integration where you have to, like, pull back some of those pieces of the soul that kind of got left scattered along the way.
Well, you know, you kind of have to decide who you are apart from that whole experience, you know what I mean?
Yes, you're right.
And so that requires some soul searching.
Yes.
And this year is a good year for soul searching because you have a couple of sixes in very important places.
Oh, good.
And sixes are, even though one of those sixes happens to be John's card, it doesn't have to mean just him. You're displacing the Six of Diamonds, and having the Six of Spades as an environment card next year can mean that you're really going to look for and find your real purpose.
That's right.
Okay, is that something that you want?
Well, I feel that I found it to a certain degree. But I think it's kind of more, let's say, actualizing it. It's more the word for it. It's like,
well, so you know, so you say you know what your real purpose is?
I do. I know the theme that I feel is my running theme of this lifetime.
And what is it?
I think it is to help. I think it's to express beauty in whatever way I can.
So you're
to actualize
about
that, to ground that more in a specific way, I think is something I haven't
done. Yeah. Have you ever had to really? Well, no. I should. That's not what I really want to ask you. Okay. So I'm looking at these cards. And this is the year that it can all happen for you. okay? I don't know what has held you back so far from being successful. It sounds a little bit like fear of poverty.
Fear of poverty, okay.
It sounds a little bit like you're a little bit like that, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
It sounds like it, but I'm not sure.
Right.
That is a Queen of Diamonds issue.
I think a big issue I have, really, is it's also, I'm very aware of fear. Yeah, you know, I'm very aware of other people's fear and my own fear. I'm very sensitive to it.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's very kind of oppressive as an energy to deal with.
Uh-huh.
But it's not necessarily, it's very hard to describe that. But anyway, I'm probably a little bit too self-critical, so sometimes I won't do something. I'll stop myself from doing something just from being too analytical or too critical or stuff. You know, oh, I better not do that because it's not going to come out perfect or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know. Anyway, back to the case at hand.
It's funny, I've been saying this a lot tonight. I don't know why, but, it's like the questions I'm getting asked by people like you tonight are questions that I just can't answer with just looking
exactly.
at your card.
They're kind of a little overly big.
They require a more in-depth understanding of
exactly.
the person.
Exactly, yeah. And I would say that that's the way I am. I'm just studied a lot of different spiritual paths, and it's true you surrendered to a teacher, but it's also true that you realize a lot of your own inner teacher is within yourself.
Uh-huh.
So even in a spiritual community, because so much is expected. I mean, that's the way it was for me. I was out in the public a lot.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I was in a spiritual community for 10 years.
Okay.
So I think I know exactly what you went through.
Right.
And I don't have any judgments about it as being negative. I just know it has certain realities associated with it.
Right. That's true. You're right.
I wouldn't replace my years there for anything.
Exactly.
It changed my life.
It does change your life.
But I left there when I graduated. I didn't stick around like a lot of people did.
Exactly, and that's part of sometimes you hold on too long.
And a lot of people who held on too long, they lost their power and they got kind of lost there.
Exactly.
And when they finally transitioned out into the world, they had a very difficult time.
Exactly. Yes.
I couldn't wait to get out of there.
True. I think I did lose some of my power, just like what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you did too.
There is an illusion, though, because I was with the public a lot, so I was with people that were not necessarily involved.
Right.
I had that role, an interface role, where I interfaced a lot, and I did large events. I managed, so...
All you have to do is take what you learned there, Susan, and make it real in the real world.
Exactly.
That's all you got to do.
But then, you have
the ability. You just need the confidence to do it.
I just need what? The confidence?
The confidence in yourself.
Yes. I think it's also... it's not only do you give away your power, but you also give away your desire to really show up in a committed way.
Come on, you're a Leo. Come on, Susan. Turn on the fire. Let's see some light, all right? Come on.
Yeah, but, you don't want to... People resent that. They resent the fire.
That's their problem. That's not your problem. Come on, get with the program here. What are you doing? You're talking like a wimp.
Well, I have a Pisces moon, so, hey.
Oh, well, get off it, okay? People aren't going to like you. Get over it.
Yeah, us Pisces moon people, are very, like...
Yeah, you're so afraid of hurting somebody's feelings.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, so. It's going to be a good year, okay?
Okay, well, that's nice. Yeah, let's keep
it's going to be a great year. You're
going to
have
a
lot of fun. And
that's what we like to hear.
It's
going to
be
like
as good as you want to make it. And I tell you what, you have great cards. I wish I had your cards this year.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing to say. I appreciate that a whole lot. That
and I will
really
have your
good.
Cards in a few years. So.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for sharing.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Okay, well, I'm going to go because I got a couple other people on the line.
Okay, well, take care and have a wonderful year.
Yeah, thank you. Nice talking to you. And tell John to call me because we're definitely having the workshop now.
Okay, great.
All
okay,
right.
Will do.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was fun. Talking to a fellow Queen of Diamonds. She's a Leo, though. I'm a Cancer. A little bit different. But, you know, we have this. She's 3 years older than me, so... She's 3 years ahead of me, and I'm looking at her cards and going, oh, I can't wait till I have this year that she's going through some incredibly good cards happening. Okay, so we've had some people waiting patiently. We have Kathy from Washington, and can you put Kathy on? Is she still here? Hello?
Well, hi, Robert.
How are you, Kathy?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, good. This is exciting. My boyfriend and I ordered your program a couple months ago, I think. We have your books, and we've thoroughly enjoyed everything.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're trying to sell a house?
Yes, trying to sell my house. Ready to make a move.
Well, you know, you've got some good indicators coming up in your Jupiter period.
Right.
Have you seen those?
Yes.
So, but I'm not sure, you know, because just you have a Seven of Diamonds long range, and that can go either way, you know.
Right.
That can mean that you're dealing with your own poverty issues.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
You know, like now. Let me just clarify. I'm not assuming that you have poverty issues. You might and you might not. Okay?
Okay.
But sometimes when we're stuck trying to sell a house, it's like we really want that money, but we can't get it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's telling us that we have poverty issues. Not always.
Oh.
Sometimes. And when I had a Seven of Diamonds long range, the year I had it, I had some major poverty issues I had to deal with. And I had a big transformation that year. It's a spiritual year. So... how are finances in your life right now? Are they great or are they struggling?
Just right now, struggling. Really counting on the house sale. So
that's right. Okay, that helps.
A long move, so I've cut back a lot on my business here.
Okay. So see, that helps me because now I see in context. You see what's going on with this house sale.
Uh huh.
So it's really, it puts you in a very weak position when you need a house sale to happen. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
I mean, just from a business point of view.
Right.
Do you see how that works?
Right. And so I did kind of start to pick up, I was kind of feeling that.
You're in a weak position right now because you need
right.
to sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
I get it. Yeah, so can I remedy that situation?
Well, you're going to have to, like, get out of that neediness part, see?
Okay.
Which means you got to find your own sense of safety somewhere else. You have to be about the house selling. You have to be where you can, if it happens, you're okay, and if it doesn't happen, you're okay.
Okay.
That's what you have
That's
to accomplish.
Advice.
See?
Okay.
Because if anybody's desperately needing something like that, you know, God never gives it to you.
Right.
He always makes us, because he loves us and he wants us to grow. He wants us to have more. And that just isn't going to be enough, you know?
Right.
Being, like, all attached to having something happen. Like, oh, if this doesn't happen, it's terrible.
Right.
So we're,
well,
it's like,
is...
yeah, it's a place of weakness and attachment that is, it's almost destined to fail.
Right.
So if you can change your attitude.
Oops, sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I had my house on the market last year. I kind of realized that probably that was the situation. So then changed my attitude a little bit more this year.
Well,
so,
you know.
But I'm wrestling with that.
Your best, you know, if you could possibly create it, the best position to be in is where it's okay if you sell it, it's okay if you don't sell it.
Okay.
That would be the ideal place to be.
Okay.
In a place where it's okay whether it sells or not. So what does that tell you? It tells you that you have to generate money so that you feel prosperous with or without the sale of the house.
Right.
I would certainly not recommend borrowing on the house.
Right.
You know, this house that I live in right now, I'm renting. And the landlords, they're really nice people, and they like us, and we like them. But we were here 6 months, and then they wanted to raise the rents. And I said, well, you know, that seems a little soon. And then they explained how they over-mortgaged the house. It's almost like they don't even own the house at all. They've mortgaged all the value out of it.
Mm.
You haven't done that, have you?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, good.
No.
So you have equity.
Also, I gave you my partner's birth date also. I don't know if that has an influence in this either.
Is this a woman or a man?
No, it's a man.
Oh, okay. Kind of a young guy, huh? Is he kind of a young guy?
Young guy, yeah.
God, how lucky.
Awesome relationship. Yeah, that's probably what we should be talking about on your show tonight.
Well, you know, you got, at least you got one part of your life working good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the major part, and that just is working great.
You know, he's a king of clubs, and you're an eight of spades, so you guys are karma cards. You might know that,
uh-huh.
Right? You're aware of that?
Yes.
And you owe him. Did you know that?
Yep, I knew that. Yep.
And he, as a nine of hearts, he's your Pluto card also. Did you know that?
I thought my Pluto card was a seven of clubs. So. Oh.
Well, but you have a nine of hearts has a Pluto card too of the king.
Oh,
club.
Right. Oh.
So he's your Pluto card.
Oh.
And he's a four diamonds ruler. And I've noticed that four diamonds, okay, here's the four diamonds thing. Okay, I'm just going to spell this out to you. You ready?
Yep.
They're lazy.
I'm sitting down.
They're lazy.
Oh, they're lazy.
And they want to make money without having to work for it. Oh, honey, sell the house so we can have money so I don't have to work.
Well, he's pretty good. He's pretty, yeah.
The thing is, though, they have to work for it.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the situation that you're in is forcing him to have to work. Do you see?
So, right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep, that's true.
So you guys have got a really interesting... I would suggest that you both... I would really highly recommend that you both do some work on your prosperity consciousness.
Okay.
Okay. There's some great books out there. One that I recommend a lot is the book that I wrote called The Big Money Book.
Right. We just haven't ordered that yet, but I guess it's time.
And there's another book that I recommend called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Okay.
Uh-huh. I think I've heard you recommend that one before.
All right.
Okay. Well,
you guys, you should both do it as a couple. You guys should, because you both got potential poverty mentality going on here,
uh-oh.
And you need it for the rest of your life, not just for this year.
Oh wow! Well, now the five of spades coming up. Does it look like the house may sell, or
you have some fives coming up in your Jupiter period, which are potential? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a five too, so there's certainly a potential here.
Okay.
It's not a definite thing, but it looks good. It looks good.
Okay.
And I'm rooting for you.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Robert.
All right, Kathy, great talking to you. Thanks for being a guest tonight on the show.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And that was a very interesting conversation. She's with a very much younger guy. I guess he's about 26 years younger than her, if my calculations are correct. I think we have on the line four now somebody that I know, Alfie Rose Green. Is that Alfie? Are you on the line? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Alfie.
Hi.
It's kind of late out there, isn't it?
Very, but I can always stay up to hear you.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
I'm a workaholic anyway. I go to bed most nights at 3 o'clock and up by about 4 or 7, the latest.
So I'll just tell my radio, my listening audience, that you're calling from New York City where it's after midnight there.
Indeed.
It's nice to hear your voice. You're always such a happy person.
Thank you. I love living.
Yeah, I could tell. It's really infectious, too. Alfie's an Ada Diamond. She's born January 19th, 1961. Ada Diamonds are like when they smile, the sun comes out.
True.
Yeah. I can pick them out of a crowd sometimes, you know?
Oh, my God.
I've done it before.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because you can't mistake the energy.
I'm sorry?
You really can't mistake that energy that comes off of them when they smile.
Yeah, it's my winning ticket. Most people will say that smile is unforgettable for me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
so I assume you're calling with a question tonight.
Yes. That is, some time back I think I mentioned to you that I decided to go into business for myself, and I'm in construction. I've got a great partner. And I wanted to give you his birthday and just for you to take a look and see what it looks like for us, because things are going very, very well, and I just am just very excited and optimistic and just want to make sure I'm still doing the right thing.
Okay. What is his birthday?
It's March the 23rd, 1948.
1958?
48. 48? Yes. He's a king of clubs.
It's funny because his birthday is the same as the birthday of the woman before you who was on the phone.
Oh.
Just different year.
Okay.
So I was just talking about that card a little bit with her. Anyway, he's a King of Clubs, four diamonds. You're an eight of diamonds, ten of spades. You guys have a lot of good connections. I mean, card-wise, you're pretty compatible.
Okay.
He has a millionaire spread this year. Are you aware of that?
No.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't do that.
That comes up in September.
Okay.
So it's a good indicator. So you guys are working on a big project, you say?
Oh, God, so many. I can't believe it's going so well.
You know, you're in the most blessed spot this year.
Is it this year? I thought it was next year.
Hold on, let me just see. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. I switched to the next year by mistake. Yeah, it's actually next year. But even this year, you have good cards. And he's your result card this year.
Yes. I didn't know what that meant, but...
Well, how long have you been working with him?
It's almost a year now, but in terms of the business, it's less than 4 months, but it's been incredible.
Okay, so, you know, having him as your result card means you end up working with him, basically.
Okay.
Like in a more substantial way. Because underlying that is a two of spades. There's a two of spades underneath it. So that's, you know, it's really talking about you guys having a working partnership.
Okay.
So it all looks good, Alfie. I really don't see any problems. And then next year you're in the most blessed spot.
Yes, I'm ready for that.
Yeah. So, it looks good. I mean, it looks good for him, too, also, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the full story. I don't know his particular karma and all that, but, you know, from what I can see here, you guys are on a roll, and you should just keep letting it roll.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Alfie.
Thank you very much, as always. Have a great week.
Well, thank you, and it's really great to hear your voice. You have such a distinctive little accent. I love hearing it, so thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
My pleasure, Robert. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Okay, I think Jody, who called earlier, apparently she's still on the line and been waiting for such a long time. Can we get her back on the phone? Let's see if we can hear her this time. I don't know. The phones are acting up pretty bad. Are you there, Jody?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Oh, great. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I've been waiting a long time to get through.
I could tell, and I thought you were gone, and you came back.
I did. I came back. I just kept on hitting redial on my phone.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad I finally
I'm glad to be here.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have both of your books,
uh-huh.
and I use them all the time. In fact, I had to get Destiny Cards of Your Destiny
mm-hmm.
A second time because the first one fell apart just from flipping the pages back and forth and
yep.
doing so many readings for my friends.
Well, that's excellent.
And I actually got quite a few of them to buy their own books, so they weren't coming over every Sunday for a weekly reading. So I'm really excited that I'm having a reading today.
Oh, great. So what can I answer for you?
Well, I am divorced,
mm-hmm.
and I have been divorced for a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And next year I have the Four of Hearts for a long-range card.
Mm-hmm.
However, I see in my Saturn that I have the Nine of Spades and the Four of Hearts.
Uh-huh.
So, I think I do a pretty good job of reading other people's cards. However, when I read my own, I see what I want to see.
Right.
But what I'd like to know is what you read from that.
What I read is you're going to get married.
Okay. Well, what is it? Why the Nine of Spades then?
Well, you know, it could be all kinds of things. You know, it could be all kinds of things. It doesn't necessarily mean anything about your marriage.
Okay. Well, anything in Saturn tends to scare me.
Yeah, but you also have a King of Spades in Saturn.
King of, for my 38th year?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong... it's a long story. I was looking at your 7-year spread, so I apologize.
Okay.
Okay, so you... The thing about it is, what you don't know is that you have a Four of Hearts long range, and with that you have a Ten of Diamonds vertical. You don't know that. It doesn't show that in the book.
Okay.
You also have an Eight of Hearts long range and a King of Diamonds long range. These are spectacular cards. Do you understand?
I do.
Whatever is going to happen in Saturn is not going to be fun necessarily, but it's not necessarily going to take away from your marriage. And because you're a Ten of Spades ruling card, you're very marriageable.
Right. My Queen of Clubs isn't. I think I'm a 9.
The Queen of Clubs is not so marriageable. But Ten of Spades is super marriageable, so it really overshadows the Queen of Clubs in that regard.
Oh, that's
regard.
Good. Okay.
What's been your hit? You are 37 now, right?
37 now.
And
I was married for 7 years.
And what happened?
To a Five of Diamonds. And actually, but you know what? I read in, it's a love card book, I think. I read in there that the, under the fives, it says that they should pick someone like a queen who is also appreciative of their alone time.
What birthday was he?
August 8th. He was a Leo.
Oh, Leo Five of Diamonds. Mm-hmm.
Leo Five, which is another question of mine, because I also, you know, when I have friends ask me, well, is this person good for me, and I look at the cards, a lot of times it doesn't coincide with the astrological sign. So I wanted to know, too, which one is more important?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Well, like some signs aren't compatible, but the
cards.
Oh,
card... well, but see, you can't judge compatibility just from the sun signs of people.
Right.
You know how many planets there are in a chart? The sun's only one of many.
Right.
There's no
right,
way
that's
you can
true.
Just say, you know, Virgos aren't compatible with Sagittarians. You can't just say
right.
that.
Right. I see what you're saying.
It doesn't work that way.
That makes perfect sense.
It doesn't work that way because there's so many other planets to consider in the factor into the equation, okay?
Right.
So, forget that.
Okay.
Really.
You asked
forget
about
that.
My history?
I mean, you might meet a Sagittarius. You might have Venus in Sagittarius or Mars in Sagittarius. And you might meet a Sag who you're normally not compatible with and go, wow, that guy hits my zinger.
Right.
You understand?
Right, absolutely.
Or he may have planets like Venus, Mars, or something else that hits your planet, and it'll be a perfect match, even though your suns are not compatible.
Okay.
Okay? So forget that, and just stay with the cards. It's much better.
Yeah, I love the cards.
Five of Diamonds, though, was somebody that probably couldn't be married. I mean, he tried it. I don't think he's going to get married again, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It was his second marriage, and he has said that, you know, he's just not marriageable.
Yeah, I think he realizes that. You know, he tried it, and he might have some, I don't know, maybe he's got insecurity or something. That's why he got married again. I don't know. I don't know what his, you know, underlying motive was. But his card tells us that, you know, he's not really cut out for that.
Right.
For commitment. That's not his strength in this life.
Right.
So, you know, now knowing what you know about the cards, you could avoid those five of diamonds in the future.
Oh, I will. I will. Well, you know, it says in there our attraction, according to the love cards, is very low on both ends, on both sides.
Well, there was something there, or you guys wouldn't have got married, you know.
Right.
There had to be something good there, or you wouldn't have done it. Now, I would recommend that you find yourself a King of Clubs.
King of Clubs. I actually had, I dated a King of Clubs. Now, actually, I had a very painful relationship with a Jack of Clubs.
Uh-huh. Well, Jacks are liars.
Right. And he was. He was definitely that. Well, they tend to see things the way that they want to see them. More so than I think other cards. And
good talkers, though.
Right. Oh, he was. He was a salesman.
And often good
very
lovers.
Very successful.
So everybody's got the good and bad, you know. There's no perfect card. But
well, the King of Clubs, they're also, aren't they also pretty unmarriageable?
No, not at all. Okay. As a matter of fact, they love to be married.
Do they really?
Yeah, well, there's some birthdays that are less marriageable. I'd like the Sagittarian one.
Okay.
Thinks about it too much and then thinks about it and can't do it. But like, let's say a Libra King of Clubs who has a Four of Hearts, or a Taurus King of Clubs who has a Four of Hearts ruling card, they love to be married.
Okay.
I mean, they're happy. And you guys would have a really nice connection. I don't know. It depends on you and what would be the perfect kind of guy for you. Like what?
Well,
are you really strongly career oriented? You know,
no,
these kinds
no.
of things.
No, I do like my space though. But I read for Queen of my card. I read that a lot of times they try marriage once, and if it's unsuccessful, they won't try it again. And when I read that, I thought that's not me. But it's, you know, I haven't dated in a long time because I just chosen not to after the last Jack of Club relationship.
Yeah, well, sometimes if we get burned really bad, we don't want to jump right back into the frying pan.
Right.
You know, that's okay.
Right, but I saw that 38 was one of my marriageable years.
Yeah, it is.
And you have
lots of good indications for this coming up year here. So you're in Neptune right now. It's all fantasy.
Right.
But soon you'll have a birthday. And I don't know, you might meet this guy as early as November or December.
November or December. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you see anything else noteworthy?
Well, it looks like a really fun year. Fun.
Well, it's been fun, but I try and make life fun. I don't think it should be difficult.
Well, this is going to be more fun than you've had recently.
Well, good. I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
What about the Ten of Spades, my other card? Should I look at those cards?
Yes, absolutely. That's where you have the most fun. You have the Eight of Hearts long range there.
Oh, the Eight of Hearts, the popularity card.
Yeah, the Playboy card.
Right.
Or Playgirl card.
Okay, I'll take that.
You might have to go out and sample a few relationships before you find the right guy, you know.
Right.
You might need to find out what's out on the market.
Yeah, and I always, you know, check their birthdays and make sure.
Of course. Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Are you going to have any classes in San Diego?
No. Not planning on it.
Well, if you had one here, I would take it, and I have friends who would take it, too.
Okay, that's a nice invitation. But I don't know how soon I'll be there, but, you know. It works. There are other people down there who would love to have me come down. It just takes one person to kind of, you know, get it going, and usually it'll catch on. But if,
well,
you, if
would,
you contact me sometime after, let me know
that.
How many people you have. Contact me, and then I can connect you up with the other people that I know and see if they want, if they also have a group, and then we can probably do one.
Well, that sounds great. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
It's pretty easy.
And you're still selling the computer program?
Absolutely. Yep.
Now, how does that work? Does that give you basically the day by day? I could see there.
Well, no.
I've gone on.
It gives you every spread there is. It gives you the yearly spreads. It gives you the 7-year spreads, the life spreads, the 7-week spreads, the weekly spreads, and that's for any of your cards, birth card, ruling card, karma cards, personality cards. It's all there at the touch of a mouse button.
Okay.
And then you can create reports that you can give people also. A yearly report, a life report, a yearly relationship report. It has all these different reports that you can sell them, actually.
Right. I see some people do that as a business. I've always just, you know, my friends will come over on Sundays. I have friends who, you know, will ask me to do a weekly reading for them or will ask me to check the love card book to see, you know, they've met someone and they want to know if they're compatible.
Yeah. When are you going to start charging them?
I should. I really should. But what I've done for people who have just, you know, asked a little bit too much is just told them to go and buy the book. So, but even still, they're still calling me to, you know, to get my interpretation.
Well, you're a hot commodity. You should charge them when they show up.
I should.
You know,
should
that's
put
what
a sign
Stuart
on the front
Wild
door.
Says in his book. He says, find something you're really good at that people love, and when people show up, charge them.
Right. Absolutely.
So, Queen of Clubs.
But I love doing it.
Queen
it's
of Clubs
a, you
have
know,
the Ace of Spades and Jupiter, and they're supposed to make money at this.
Right. That's true.
Yeah,
I know.
They are.
It's been amazing how accurate it has been.
Oh, that's great.
You know, just my friend's husband calls me a witch because I predicted that he was going to change jobs and move, and within 3 months he did both.
So now he's afraid of what you're going to say next.
He's afraid. Yeah, he hasn't asked me. His wife still asks me all the time, but
he's scared.
Yeah, but it's great. I love it. So
thank you
very much.
Thanks for calling. That's a beautiful
And I'll
story.
I'll send you the wedding announcement.
Okay.
Or
all right.
The invitation. Thanks.
Yes, I will. Love to hear it. And I can't wait to hear what his birth card is going to be.
Okay. Well, look for the King of Clubs.
Absolutely. You know, and you got to be careful with King of Clubs, though, because you're both used to being the bosses. Okay? And he will boss you.
Right.
Because he's a
well,
king.
I'm trying to remember if that relationship I had, if it was King of Clubs or maybe it was King of Diamonds. It was April.
Yeah, it was probably a King of Diamonds. Unless it was April, the...
21st, yeah.
Oh, no, that
book.
Was King of Clubs. That was King of Clubs, yeah.
But,
anyway, if you've already tried it, you must already know then what that's about, you know.
Well, I also know that a lot of, you know, life events, you know, affect the card itself.
Absolutely.
And he had other issues to deal with. But I know that I was his reward card. And I can't remember his birthday now. If he was
cosmic
club.
Reward card.
Yes.
I see.
I was his cosmic reward card.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you go now. We're
all right. Well, thanks so much.
Over, but it's great talking to you. And let
you
me know.
Too.
You
too. Have a great night.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, people. We have time for one more call. We have a woman named Louie on line four. It's our last call for the evening.
Hello, Robert. My name is Lily. How are you?
Oh, Lily. He called you Louie.
Oh, no, it's Lily.
Okay, Lily, that's much better. So,
I was wondering what you might have for me for this coming year.
Is your birthday March 22nd, 1963?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You must be quite a handful.
Uh-oh. So they say.
I'm sure. An ace of diamonds. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So your year has already began. You're already into your Mars period.
Yes.
And this is a year for you to really find out what do you really love.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like
in terms of career or
what,
relationship?
In all areas. Like what makes you feel happy? What makes you feel loved?
Uh-huh.
What makes you feel grateful?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a year for you to explore what's most important to you.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean that you won't be active in the world and everything, because
uh-huh.
you are. But, you know, Ace of Diamonds like to spend time alone.
That's true.
You know, and because they have to do a certain amount of soul searching in their life.
Yes.
And people say they're very selfish because they are always, you know, focused on themselves a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they do give to other people, too.
That's very true.
But they need their alone time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a year for you to have alone time. You know, just be asking yourself the questions, you know. What makes me happy? What and who do I love the most?
Uh-huh.
And all that, see?
It's been, you know, the last 2-3 years have been really dreadful from all points of view, relationships, career, money. Could you see if the money situation will improve? And in terms of career, I have a PhD in psychology and 7-8 languages. I was wondering, but I want to do something in art, something international.
Well, the most happy Ace of Diamonds women I've met are those who are doing art.
Uh-huh.
And they get to travel.
Yes.
With their art.
Uh-huh.
And they love that selling and buying of the art and everything.
Oh, yes. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. And they're usually married to a king of clubs.
Oh. I haven't met him yet.
But, you know, you may never get married because you are a three of clubs ruling card. You're so indecisive.
Well, actually, I am married, and I've been married for a long time, but that relationship is not going anywhere.
Oh, I see. What's
yeah.
his card?
August 25th.
August 25th. What is he, an ace of clubs?
Yeah, it's between 25th and 26th, so it's ace of clubs or king of hearts, I think.
Oh, he might be a king of hearts. Oh.
And then I've been seeing this other man who's also November 17th, which is an ace of clubs, and he has literally changed face in the last couple year or so, which it took me by surprise. It's quite a shock. So you think...
Well, you know, you have to decide how many more years you're going to spend doing something you don't want to do.
Uh-huh.
Do you have children?
No.
Well, you have no dependence then.
Yes.
That means you have no excuse. Do you understand?
Yes, but I was wondering if you see anybody coming up anytime soon.
Well, I'm not going to predict that until you get rid of the one you got.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do, drag him along? You know, Ace of Diamonds, they love to keep people around.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't want to let go of their little security train.
It's also financial to a large extent, you know.
Well, that's a whole poverty mentality. Is that how you're going to live the rest of your life? Let me ask you a question. Are your decisions going to all be based on poverty mentality? There's not enough money, so I have to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you're going to live your life?
I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't, but it's been scary in terms of trying to make it on my own.
Well, why is it scary?
Because somehow I wasn't able to find the right career opportunity, and money has been just dreadfully short.
Each of us is responsible, Lily. Each one of us is responsible for our relationship with money.
Uh-huh.
It's not about the economy. It's not about who you're married to. It's you.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't think you can go out there and make it in the world on your own, you're always going to be dependent on somebody else.
Yeah.
And you're always going to feel like you're in prison.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be some magical little boat come along and take you away.
Uh-huh.
If you're waiting for that boat, you're wasting your time. because you are the boat. You're the one that has to take yourself away. You have to develop your own confidence. The biggest challenge for Ace of Diamonds is self-confidence. Confidence. Because, you know, you want to do everything. You want to conquer the world.
Yeah.
But you have to believe in yourself.
Uh-huh.
And you got to take some risks. You can't, you're not going to like